Well, good morning, everybody. Awesome day outside, isn't it? 2 days in a row of sun? Man, we are getting spoiled here in Michigan. Hallelujah. We got a great service plan today. We got some great worship coming up. I'm going to share about Isaiah was the first one actually called God the Waymaker. I know that nowadays there's several songs out about the Waymaker, and we call him the Waymaker. But today I'd just like to talk about where that came from, kind of give us something more to kind of be rooted and grounded in our faith. When we call God our way maker, what did Isaiah mean? And what did the Holy Spirit mean when he gave Isaiah that title for us to use? Amen? So let's just start out with some prayer, and then we'll do a meet and greet. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much. Lord, I thank you that for this family, for each one of us here today, Lord, I thank you for people that love you, that love each other and love serving. Lord, we are so blessed here at Newhall Christian Fellowship to be able to do church together. It's a kind of a funny way of saying it, Lord, but it's really true. It isn't the building. It's us and how we love you. That's what doing church is all about. So, Lord, would you help us today to sense you, to feel you, to know you, to hear you, to see you in all of it, Lord, in everything we do today. Help us to experience you and to give you glory. Would you help us to do that? In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's say good morning to each other.
Good morning, everybody. Hello. All right, do I have everybody's attention? Jeanette, you're such a bad influence. So if you want to take out your bulletin, there's a lot going on in the next several weeks over this holiday season. Tomorrow we have a prayer meeting at 6:30 here at church, so we hope to see everyone there. On Wednesday, there is a special meeting with Chris Shire at 7 p.m. here at church also. So please, we encourage you to attend and invite anybody that you'd want to bring with you. We have a child dedication on Sunday, November 24th. If you have an interest in that, please talk to Mike. There's the men's breakfast that's going on the 30th of November at 8 a.m. at the Russ's on the corner of Byron Center and 28th Street. Make sure you're at the right Russ's. Don't do what I did before. I met Mike at the wrong Russ's. Come hungry. Everybody's going to order and pay for their own meals, and please invite your friends and family. Christmas service will be December 15th. It's a different this year. We're going to do a combined service with Templo Victoria at noon that day, so please put that in your calendar that it's different. We're going to have kind of a meal, I think, together, so it'll be a little different. We're also going to have opportunity for everybody to serve in some capacity, so if there's something that you're interested in doing during that worship and service time, please talk to Tammy. She's going to be heading that up for us. And then there's a candlelight service on December 24th at 4 p.m. here at church. Life group is tonight at 6 p.m. here at church as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Denise.
You did good. Thank you. As you guys all know, I'm really blessed by the spirit of giving that we have here in this church. And I just want to continue to encourage you guys to be praying about what you give and even pray over your offering. Because tithes are not like the electric bill where I owe $27.32, so I'm going to pay that and not think about it. Tithes are actually an act of worship. So as we give 10% to God, it's like it's me expressing how much I love him and how much I trust him. It's just me acknowledging he's already given me everything. I'm giving him 10% back. And one of the things for me that I've seen so many times over the years, God, this is the only time from cover to cover, you can search your whole Bible. You can Google this thing. This is the only time that God tells us to test him. It's the only time ever. He says, test me in this and see if I won't be faithful. If you'll tithe to me, I will pour out a blessing on your life so much you won't be able to contain it. You'll have to either give stuff away or build different things to store it in. That's what he says. Test me in this. It's the only time in all of the Bible. So let me just ask you this. Are you struggling financially? Are you struggling in any other area? And are you tithing? Because if you want to see God's blessing on your life, and I'm speaking to you as a father, as a pastor of the church right now, our finances are great. Giving is up. So I'm not trying to strong arm you at all. I'm concerned for you. If you're struggling, pray about tithing. If you're not tithing, absolutely come and talk to me or Jeanette. We'd love to encourage you in that. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much, Lord. I thank you for the spirit of giving that's in this place. Lord, I thank you for the faithful givers that are already in this place. Lord, I thank you that our budget is balanced in this place. And we even have extra to be able to bless other people with. And Lord, you know my heart with tithing. I've seen it just your faithfulness expressed to so many people in so many different ways. And my concern when people don't tithe and some of the other things that happen in their lives. So, Lord, would you please speak to your people? Would you cause faith to arise and love to grow so that in their finances they would be able to trust you more and literally experience more of your faithfulness in their lives? Lord, I thank you for this offering. Would you please multiply it, glorify your name, and help us to have strategies that will help people around us. Would you please do that? In Jesus' name, Amen. I'm really excited about the Christmas service this year. It's on Sunday the 15th, so it's not on Christmas. And it's, we call it a Christmas service, but it's going to be a little bit different because oftentimes our Christmas services, we've done skits and we've done plays and we've done musical specials. And we've done those kind of things where people come in and they kind of spectate, and that's what the goal was, and that's basically what the fruit was. We help people spectate. But what we're looking for this year is for us to do church together. And so on that Sunday, we're going to come in together as a family, and we're going to have like a family meal and celebrate the goodness of God right here with us and in Christmas season. And so if there's someone that you can think of, a friend or a relative you'd like to invite to that meal, it's just going to be a fun, casual Christmas meal. So if there's someone you want to bring, by all means, bring them. But it won't be the usual Christmas special that we're all so used to. We grew up watching on TV. Maybe we grew up seeing it at church. Maybe we've seen it in this church. It's going to be a little different. And we're doing that because we really want to try to emphasize that more than any of the stuff that we do here, it's about who we are, not what we do. And who we are is the family of God, and we love God, and we love each other. Amen? Amen. Worship team's priority up there? All right. Go for it, guys.
Hallelujah. Go, 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 go. Diane, you coming up and helping us today? You coming up and helping us today?
She'll play spoons.
Oh, will you please stand? Kyle's going to lead us in worship today.
Fill my life with greater blind, there's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you.
Let's do that again. Water you turned into wine. Our God.
Waymaker, miracle worker, helper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Praise you, God.
Wow, Lord, we just thank you and praise you so much for your presence. Father, on this planet, there's nothing like the sweetness of your Spirit in us. There's just nothing that compares to your presence. So, Lord, we thank you and praise you for, as we were singing this song, Lord, I do believe that you touched every heart. Father, I do believe that you expressed your name, the Waymaker. I do believe as you were touching our hearts, there were specific things that each one of us are hoping to see a change in. And I believe that when you touched our heart, that there was faith and hope involved in that. You're the way maker. You're not just some supervisor sitting up in heaven pointing and giving directions. You're our Heavenly Father that literally walks with us. So today as we look at your word, as we open up the Holy Bible and we look at the Holy Scriptures, Father, would you please touch every heart and help us to respond in faith to the truth that we see today. Would you do that for us, please, Lord? Not because of who we are, but because of who you are. Would you please do that in Jesus Christ's mighty name? Literally, the one and only risen Savior, we pray. And everybody said, amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. That was awesome. Again, Kyle, you did good, man. Knocking it out of the park. Well, all the kids in the Children's Church workers are released. Excuse me.